The start of the school year is right around the corner, and there's a great deal of concern about public health and about learning opportunities. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. Many school districts will be starting the academic year entirely online. Others will have hybrid, scheduled with some in-person instruction and some distance learning. That has many parents worried about their ability to adequately help their children through the lessons, and for working parents, the situation becomes even more difficult. How can you work and take care of a child? Well, there is a new service based in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti that was created to help families deal with those challenges. It's called Family Pod Match. Now, how can it help you? We've invited the founder of Family Pod Match on so we can learn together. Savon Jones, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
On a personal note, you are a mother of two and a working mom at that. When schools closed up back in the spring and the economy virtually shut down, how did it change the balance of your everyday life?
Well, my husband and I both work full-time, and like most other families, we haven't had childcare since March. So we definitely count ourselves lucky. We're privileged. We both still have our jobs. We both got to work from home. Anyway, we've been watching as our family and our fellow parents, our friends, have gotten more and more desperate. I think a lot of parents can relate to the experience of, you know, trying to conduct that work meeting and having to throw your kid in front of a tablet so they'll stay quiet. So I personally have had to do a bunch of my meetings hiding in my bedroom closet to get away from the kids.
Yes, you are speaking to a whole community of people that understand that entirely. How long beyond the shutdown did the idea for Family Pod Match get born?
I started thinking of it maybe about 2 months ago or 3 months ago, maybe further out from the fall. I think I had more confidence that, I don't know, maybe things would work out in some way. But I think like many parents, it's become increasingly clear that there's no real good solution coming from the fall. So then the idea kind of cemented for me. And there were a lot of beyond the practical questions for my family about what we're going to do for childcare, how we're going to keep working while having to do childcare, there were other bigger questions for me. For example, what's going to happen as moms continue to drop out of the workforce to take care of their kids? That's going to have implications for a lot of years down the line. And then also for families that are not as privileged as mine, how are parents who don't even get to work from home, how are they even managing this? These are the most vulnerable people. These are working class people. These are disproportionately people of color. I think our nonprofits like United Way have stepped up in a serious way during this crisis, but the need is just so great.
You talk about having the idea just literally a couple of months ago. That's not a long time to put together a business and organization plan and actually launch, and you've done that. How did you do that so quickly?
I just started with the website. I've actually never built a website before, so I just kind of learned online and went as I and just did it late at night after the kids went to bed. And then once the website was ready, I was like, oh no, I guess I need to promote it now, which I have no idea how to do. That's right. So I'm just trying to get the word out now to the community.
Well, this is Washtenaw United on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Savon Jones. She is the founder of Family Pod Match. Let's actually get into how this works. If I'm in need of child care or learning assistance for my kid during a period of remote or distance learning, if I need to get to work and I need some help, how do you help me?
So you go onto the website, familypodmatch.com, and there is a form. It takes only 5 minutes. And it asks you just basic questions about your child's age and then what school they are going to if they're attending a school. And then it will ask questions about your philosophies toward COVID safety. First, things that are not in your control, whether there's an essential worker in your household, but also your practices. For example, do you feel comfortable going out to grocery stores? Are you committed to wearing masks? And then questions about your household environment, your home environment. Do you have pets? You know, does anyone smoke? So I was just thinking through things that I, as a mom, would want to know about another family where my child is going to be spending time.
Once you submit the application, how do you go about creating the match and finding the family or group that is best suited for my children?
I do it. It's all by hand. And that's the advantage. It's still very small. There's been about 100 families that have signed up, so I can do it all personalized. So I pay attention mostly to the children's ages, the location, and then whether there are essential workers in the family. So I try to match essential workers with essential workers. I just try to think through, as a parent, what would I want and what would be a good match for my family. And then once that's done, then I send an email out to the two families that are matched with basic information, and then it's up to them on how they will contact each other, whether they want to set up a virtual play date or a play date in the park just to get to know each other. Because there are so many things beyond a form. You know, you just know when you meet someone whether you're going to click with them or not.
On a more formal level, is there any kind of background check to ensure the safety for the children?
So this is just a matching service. So we leave it up to the families to do those kinds of things, but we have guidelines. I put a checklist up on the website of things that you should go through with the other family to ensure the safety of your child. So things like you should definitely do a background check, kind of sensitive subjects to discuss. For example, do you have guns in the house? If you do, what is the process for keeping the children safe? So things like that, but we leave it up to the family.
Now, there is an $8 processing fee when someone applies through your website at familypodmatch.com. Are there any other costs associated with the service once the families are put together?
No, there's no other cost. The $8, yes, is to make it accessible for low-income families. And I was thinking of doing it for free, but the fee, I think, is necessary to weed out spam and to also make sure that the families who are signing up are serious about it. Otherwise, it would be, I think, a lot of flaky matching. And then if you do not get a match within 2 weeks, you get a full refund.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our Washtenaw United conversation continues with Savon Jones. She is the founder of Family Pod Match. You mentioned there's about 100 families that have already signed up. Have you gotten any feedback yet?
So I've done about, I guess I've matched a quarter of the families. I would want to contact the families again and see if it worked out. I have had some feedback from families who, there's been two or three families that I haven't been able to match. And when I contacted them to ask if they want a refund, they said, no, you know,
keep looking.
We'll hold on because we have really literally no other option. We're just at a loss of what to do.
That has to break your heart on a very personal level.
Yeah, I mean, this started as a side project. And I have to say I'm a researcher, so a lot of what I do doesn't really have, like, real implications in the real world. But then seeing how this project actually has implications for people's lives, it feels very significant to me.
We are about to start a new school year, and the pandemic, as you well know, is still going strong, and for the moment, we have no idea when it will end. Do you expect a boom beyond this initial 100 in the number of requests for finding pod matches as we get into the academic year?
Yes. I think that, like me, a lot of families were waiting and were kind of hopeful for that some kind of grand solution, perfect solution will come about. And then it's clear. I mean, I have to say our school districts are doing the very best they can, and parents are doing the very best they can, but that solution is just not going to come. And also, I think maybe some people will sign up or commit to some sort of child care arrangement and find out that is not going to work out for them, whether it's a daycare or whether it's having a grandparent take care of those children, they'll find that might not work out for them as the fall goes on and maybe cases go up. It's just so hard to predict. So I think that the demand will continue to go up. And my hope is actually that this continues on beyond COVID. So maybe in a year or so, hopefully there's a vaccine and maybe life is halfway back to normal. And then maybe there's a health scare in your family, or maybe you have to work nights. And you don't know what to do. And then you realize that you have forged these community connections and there's a safety net in the community to help you out through those tough times.
I know that you kind of put forth as the mission as finding ways to kind of share the burden of finding the balance between family life and work and not being able to function without assistance. And as part of that mission, you said it's about building community. So how do you see this as kind of a bridge to building new communities?
I mean, I would love it if families were able to get to know people in their community and have different forms of different safety nets to fall back on in the community. It's very hard. A lot of families are nuclear families. We have a very individualistic philosophy in this country in terms of childcare. Kind of the saying, it takes a village, right, to have a larger community to take care of your kids. And I would love if that mindset, if we started adopting that mindset in the coming year.
So again, this is born just a couple of months ago. It is up and running, and it's about to get another boom as we head into the academic year. You mentioned that you work full-time. You are a researcher in the area of food policy. Do you envision this becoming the next phase of your professional life?
Well, I assume that I'm probably going to be laid off from my job in a couple of months. I work for a nonprofit, and so I don't know what's going to happen in my current professional life. I would love if this becomes something permanent. And I'm really enjoying it. Maybe it's the nerd in me, but I really love doing the matching. I like the it's kind of like a logistical nightmare, but then once you get that match, it's a really good feeling. And then just thinking about the family, maybe it helps some people out, you know, in a tangible way. I would love for it to continue.
And sounds like right at the center of everything, it's about heart. And you certainly have it. I thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Savon Jones. She is the founder of Family Pod Match. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, and you hear it every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.